Discerning Hearts, in cooperation with the Pro-Sanctity Movement, presents Teresa Monahan and the Personal Plan for Holiness. Episode 6, The Communion of Saints.
Not too long ago at a confirmation retreat that I was giving to a group of 8th graders, I asked the students to share the saint they chose for confirmation. They all went around the room and shared, even though while we were sharing, there was one young man who seemed not to be listening. When it came to his turn, he said, smiling, that his saint was Saint Bino. Now, I know a lot of saints, but I have never heard of a Saint Bino. I was sure he made it up and was pulling my leg, trying to cover up that he had not picked a saint at all. However, I was wrong, very wrong. The confusion turned out to be in the pronunciation, because in reality it was pronounced Saint Benno, a German saint who was one of the patron saints of fishermen. This young man who loved fishing found a friend in Saint Benno, someone in whom he would be able to identify with for life and for eternity. How wrong I was. The communion of saints means, first of all, that there is a communion of life between all the members of his body. And the Catholic Catechism of the Church is very clear about how important the saints are in our lives. They are not dead, but alive in Christ. And because more closely united to Christ, those who dwell in heaven fix the whole church more firmly and finally in holiness. They do not cease to intercede with the Father for us, and by their fraternal concern greatly help our weakness. They pray for us, and in union with them we are stronger. They are more closely united to Christ, and therefore us. And we love and honor the saints, we are more closely united and in communion with Christ. Saint Therese of Lisieux knew how profoundly we are united in the body of Christ and said, "If God grants my wishes, my heaven will take place on earth to the end of time. Yes, I want to spend my heaven doing good on earth." At the end of her life, someone said to her, "You'll look down on us from heaven, won't you?" She replied spontaneously, "No, I'll come down." And certainly it has been true. No saint in our modern times has been as active as Saint Therese of Lisieux. Making friends with the saints happens almost in the same way we make friends here on earth. Through friends, attractions, or coincidence, we meet for the first time. We learn their stories. We read their writings, if they have any, or read about them. We talk to them in prayer, share with them our inner secrets, and ask them for support and intercession. They, in turn, pray for us. They reach out to us in so many ways, and often, very often, speak to us in our hearts, especially when we receive Holy Communion. O Immaculate Heart of Mary, true model of every holiness, give us trust to become saints.
You've been listening to Teresa Monahan of the Pro-Sanctity Movement and A Personal Plan for Holiness. For more episodes in this series, visit discerninghearts.com, or you can find it on our free Discerning Hearts app or on many other streaming platforms. Discerning Hearts is a 501c3 nonprofit Catholic apostolate dedicated to evangelization and spiritual formation through the use of new media. To learn how you can support our mission, visit discerninghearts.com.